They just heard bars and they knew he's ready.
Bro.
He's one of our heads.
They heard he flips. I can't keep my dick off a gland. She can't keep my chance in my hands. Ballin', keep a few chicks in the stands. So blow me. Hi, your bitches, my fans. Big TV, you know I'm high. Spliffs and steak is my dance. Spend the weekend with the low lives. Can't keep my bitch off them zans.
50 days from now. I don't know. Pretty up on title, technically.
We're live right now, right? Yeah. The first thing that I definitely wanted to talk about.
Yeah, bitch in the sand. That shit is how I made you the artwork. I went hard on it.
Because these bitches now, they need to understand. That's what we're worth. That's cool. That's right. That's what we're worth and everything. But, like, look.
So you want it in. You're like, I want to hear the rest of the spiel.
I mean, like the Illuminati.
I want to hear, what are we doing? Like, what, I
mean,
like,
give me your spiel. Come on.
Right, right, let me see if there's anything that I'm not okay with. You know? All right, this is the word for word.
How powers over people.
Powers.
He said, how powers
I
over
how
people.
Powers. I've been trying to how powers over
obviously
there.
Not machine. And life. Search no. Dot, dot, dot.
What?
You have the opportunity to be today and start making.
Maybe that's a different organization. See, maybe it's not the same.
No. It's spelled correctly. It's spelled correctly in his name. In his name, but it's spelled incorrectly on his
oh
thing.
Oh my God.
And he said, and start making things work. Look, at the snap of your fingers.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking. I want to hear more.
He said, DM me for more. Do not miss out in all capital letters.
Yeah. All
I
right.
said, keep talking. Dot, dot, dot. He said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Doug, you have all the answers. You're enlightened.
Right.
Enlighten me, my nigga.
He goes, I
want to be on your level because you're talking about having snap of the finger everything.
He goes, guess you're not serious. I said, I'm asking what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I said,
so you want me to blindly jump into this shit with you?
DM no. Me. I was like, it says DM me for more. I'm DMing you.
No.
I would have said, first of all, why'd you spell it wrong? Like,
right.
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that. I was like, glazed, nigga. I was
like, you spelled it wrong.
Work,
no.
Like,
is this
fuck?
The same one? I just said, is this the same organization?
Probably.
Is this real Illuminati or like?
That's what I'm saying. Like
Illuminati was already copywritten.
Oh, so no.
And he wanted to do something.
He was
and Stonecutters was already copywritten, so he went with fucking Illuminati.
Oh, hey. Honestly, Aaron, you got my respect. This nigga trolled. Because
what the fuck are you talking about?
So look, fuck the Illuminati. This nigga trolled the Illuminati.
Let Aaron tell the story.
So he goes, are you interested in becoming a member? I'm like,
I didn't confirm or deny that.
I'm like,
asked you a bunch of questions.
I'm like, what do I gotta do? He says, if yes, we will proceed. No, let's just hold it here because once we proceed. Automatically in.
Let him let out. The only way out is in a box. That's the only way out of the Illuminati.
He goes, and then a separate message. Deal? Question mark.
That's not like.
You should have just clicked the heart.
That's not like a bitch. That's not like a bitch. Like saying.
Yes.
Come and find out how good this pussy is.
Put a ring on it and I'll show
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. That's my thing.
What?
That was a female robot hitting you.
So I go, so I go, but you didn't answer my question. I was like, I don't even know what the. That's funny.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Then forget about it. Sure. Okay. And I was like, I can't know beforehand. I just have to blindly accept.
Yeah.
He said, we worship Lucifer.
Wow. That was a great. And he got very aggressive. Damn.
He went from not, he went from not wanting aggressive? To explain to like,
that was,
we worship Lucifer.
That was extremely aggressive.
Okay, hold on. But what does that entail?
You know what it's like to remember?
So I went and looked at his profile.
Like, it sounds the same
after
to
he said
me
that,
as
I was like, okay, I'm
God.
Done with this nigga.
So it took Lucifer. That's your breaking point.
We never hit up
we
that
start
guy.
Talking about the devil. About that just
no. I wasn't out.
You should,
I
have, you should ask him. You should ask him to be on the podcast.
Hey, no, tell him to call in right
tell
now.
Him call
what's his
in.
Name?
We have all kinds of questions.
So
Illuminati,
I'll wait, but
riches,
he hasn't
power.
Responded to me. I've
Illuminati,
just been like,
underscore riches,
I've been poking
riches,
a dead body for a minute.
Please.
You better stop, man. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night, it's going to be something hovering over your ass.
He goes,
I am the man from the computer and shit. Like, you better stop playing with this
like,
shit.
Fuck. I go, oh, man. No, I can't worship Lucifer. I was like, I don't worship anyone.
Fuck?
You get rich or die trying. I was like, okay, let's go. Yeah. I was like, okay, let's go. What I got to do. Yes, what I got to do. And then he didn't talk to me. I was like, oh, it's over now. I fucked up. He said, be right back. I said, be right back.
Where are you going?
He goes, so you're not coming back? And then he didn't come back. I said, I lost.
No.
And then I sent him the Darth Vader meme when they tell him Padme dies.
How much time did you put into doing this shit?
Because he had already pissed me off. He had already pissed me off and I was already high.
Still.
So I'm like, so I sent him the meme of Darth Vader when Padme dies and it's like, no. And then my last message was like, so what, I gotta eat Little Kim's ass or something? But he's not responding back to me. It's already over. Alrighty.
That was a good story.
Story.
No, but I did want
about
to know the rest
about
the
Illuminati.
Okay.
So hold on, we got
to the podcast. This is the podcast.
I know. We got Bo over here who writes for Phoenix.
What's
up, homie?
Fucking
great, great. That beat is taking. It's just so much harder,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, dudes wasn't bad, but yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. And it's getting further and further. Yeah, man.
Comparing?
Side by side.
Just one-on-one. Thought we were going to do people's live reaction, but...
two.
I got two.
Yeah.
Now everybody is Kevin Gates in this bitch. Oh, we got fucking Instagram questions. That's what we were doing this episode.
Yeah.
We got like two.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks everybody.
Like
finish introducing the guest. Finish introducing the guest.
Tell them what I just told you.
rather than later. Yes.
I'm gonna put my name on that shit. I made this.
I did this. This is me. Everything. Kaze is a rapper from Houston. You heard it. Hosts.
Can't introduce the hosts.
Nah. We got two questions. Alright. I had a friend that asked something about his
answer them questions.
One day when people give a fuck, we'll have lots of questions and we'll pick the
good. I was trying to get these fools to do a show how to get away with cheating, and they're like, "Nah, our girls."
Just the whole show about like, look, this is how you get away with cheating. You can't make like, I don't do it. I sound like OJ. If I do, you gotta be like, I want to be like on A&E when the guy's like ratting out, like he used to be in the game.
That would make sense. I thought you meant with his face and shit. I'm like,
Fahad, you know I love you, but I'm gonna push your question back.
I can answer that very quickly. No,
Angel immediately would be like, "Nah, I'll be mediocre."
Like, how many? I need a teaspoon of mayonnaise.
You have to work out every moment that you weren't actually making a social
appearance. I thought it was like you ate the mayonnaise and then you didn't have to do that other shit.
That's no, it's not magical mayonnaise, nigga.
Yes, it is. It's the success mayonnaise.
No, and the people who don't care are all big and fat.
Hey, that door.
And people who don't care are all big and fat. Like, Biggie didn't care. He ate I'm not working out. This is what it is.
It's like the drink the Kool-Aid, boom. He ate the mayonnaise.
You don't get fucking magic. The mayonnaise can only be one type of magic. Fucking be sexy magic. Fucking famous succeed magic.
I'll get the fame.
Gotta be consequences.
You're gonna get 3,000 calories every time you go to the hill. Why would you? No, like, for success. You can be eating the mayonnaise.
I mean, I want to be successful, but I'm okay being normal. Like, I don't have to be fucking, Biggie and shit.
What is the mayonnaise?
It's real mayonnaise.
Okay, because like I feel like I just walked into some.
You didn't hear the question?
Eating mayonnaise.
Evan, did you
Biggie ate the mayonnaise?
Evan, you're still talking. Did you hear the question?
Shut up.
Body mayonnaise.
Evan.
Shut up. Did you hear the question? Yes or no?
Okay, but
this is the question. No.
Okay.
This is
the question.
Would.
No.
Why not?
No,
I would consider. I would at least consider. Because then we have to have a conversation about mayonnaise, and it's gonna sound like this.
Well, what if you didn't make it through the mayonnaise and you threw up and you didn't succeed? Like, cry so hard every time and you made like halfway.
I would never try so.
I'm never gonna try so hard.
Who was the person that asked this question?
Somebody.
It's my friend.
Somebody who likes mayonnaise.
Not the pepper. She's in Dallas. She'll be doing shit on.
Amazing. I need more questions from Nacho Pepper.
Does she like mayonnaise? Yeah, let me ask her that. Cool. Yeah, she's cool. Does she like mayonnaise?
I'm going to ask her back right now.
Ask her right now if she likes mayonnaise.
Did you post it? I'd ask one about Kush America, I think. Mm-hmm. Go to, just go to mine and literallyones.com.
Don't listen to anything I'm saying. You don't know me. That's fucked.
Hey, Bo, leave, bro.
He's like, oh,
click on my fucking story.
Yeah, but there's
but
no.
But we can't see the people who.
You're not even listening, bro.
Okay, all right. So go to.
Can't go to your DM, motherfucker. That's what we're trying to say.
This nigga's happy. I'm not fucking him. That's why I can't go to him. What the fuck?
Where's your phone? My phone is
dead. There's like 20 iPhone chargers in here.
Jackass, we all have iPhones.
That's not even a nigga in here with an Android.
No, we need that one that was plugged into my phone. But he's got a charger. I know you've been riding the fucking bus. You got a charger.
Fuck all these niggas right now, cause I. Right, bro, I see what I'm saying, bro. I can't be telling these niggas shit because then.
No, yeah, you can't tell us to pull up your DMs from
fuck
my Instagram.
You can't your DMs.
Go fuck your phone in. Get out of
there. I'm doing it right now.
Get out of there.
All right.
You would have just posted it as
you're
a normal
piss
post.
Off all the listeners, bro.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
If you would have just posted it as a normal post, like everybody I'm else
post
did.
You like a normal post.
If you would.
Kevin could talk over himself talking. Like,
real, for real.
Like, I feel like, God. No, I already know. Let me tell you what you're going
to
tell me.
He's like, I give you the spice of life. Yeah, I almost got close to getting the spice of life once, you know what I'm saying?
And it wasn't good. I turned it down.
But if you got the spice of life, it's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, but where you got it at? Because, you know, I heard this one guy had it at, like.
Hey, and if it's over here, I don't want to drive that far to go get it.
Because I got the buzz,
nigga. If looks could kill right
the,
now.
All right, he's looking at us with the screw face, guys.
All right, it's either.com or.
So, tell us what.
Everybody's, we're just meeting Bo for the first time.
Yeah.
I just met Bo this week, man. He just started, like, bigging me up.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I got comfortable.
Giving me
warm.
And I was like, what the, dude?
I didn't even know you made music. He didn't even, he doesn't even link.
Yeah, man, I.
Have something out now. People are so much more gonna just talk. Yeah, that's been
okay.
My experience.
Yeah, that's 100. That's something for me to take.
And then from there, you're just learning because people, if you have a lackluster release, like,
right.
Like you got to take all those shots, and one of them goes in.
That's true. Get that shit, and they just get it. Like, I'm not a savant like that. Like, I have to actually recite it. I'm not one of these dudes that just.
That's my nigga. I went to high school.
So he drops song. He could do that. I can't do that.
He's been doing a song every day for like 100 days.
I'm not capable of that. And some people have certain. Yeah, oh, brother, yeah. I'm impressed with you.
Bro, he's on the same playlist that we're on with you.
I know that nigga. I have his cell phone number.
He was like number 9.
And he's been
group we got.
But he's had like so many resources.
For him, because his name is Dele, but I mean, the whole thing is put together.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly plays into.
I've heard your name like 12 times, and I have no idea who you are, but people
he's
like
a
you.
He's
a dope as fuck.
Anytime
he
talks
to you,
bro.
He lives near you if you ever need
a photograph. I need a lot of shit,
yeah. Let us know. What's up, Fahad? Hook you up.
It's probably anytime you see a dope-ass picture that involves Kushner, probably he's the only one. Besides Tony.
You know what I love the most about y'all?
If you think a picture I took of.
Shit about coming out, because I don't know. Honestly, I was going to be a knife with me. No, real shit, I was. Because I don't, I mean.
But hey, no, it's like that.
I didn't do it. I talked to my wife about it. We were back and forth, and I was like, man, you know what? Dude seems cool. I'm going to trust my. I wouldn't have judged you if you would have said you had a knife on you.
Because
if you
would have
said you had a knife on you, I wouldn't have looked at you any different than I'm looking at you right now.
I'd have been like, damn, I got caught slipping because I don't got a knife.
and the cool part. Now I don't know y'all. Y'all got skeletons.
Yeah, good vibes, man.
I was like,
if you guys don't know Bo, you gotta follow Merrill Productions on Instagram.
Almost to the point you just go, holy.
I was showing him too that playlist that we got on with Dramatic. Yeah. A lot of the songs in there are hard. That one that we made a song to, a beat that he used, and he killed that track. We got a good one too, but he did the one that Walk Through Customs. That shit's hard as fuck.
You talking about J Merc?
I'm gonna ask y'all. How do y'all feel about? How do y'all? You hear some shit and you go, fuck! You know, but you don't want to be like, or like if you hear an artist, like, you don't be, oh my god, bro, you don't want to come off like that. Right. But at the same time, you want to give folks their pride. You trying to ride their wave, yeah. That's what I'd be afraid of. I'm not trying to ride my wave, but I like telling people, like, yo.
I'd rather be in trouble for telling the truth than in trouble for saying
that. Right, I would just say, just do however much praise you think that you should get. Trying to hold back on it's not necessarily dick riding, you're a reviewer. Right. If niggas deserve rave reviews, then niggas deserve rave reviews.
They should just be happy they're getting a review.
Right. And niggas should be happy they can't be humble that they're getting a review.
But people who respect the people who review them.
And then to your point, some people don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
like,
some people
now you're talking about Merkel, right? Now, if he were to ever.
Every ear that listens to my music. Thank you. Every ear that flows to the list, because they don't have to. They could be spending that 3 minutes doing something else.
I'm gonna spend my whole life like, I'm not make sure get you out there, get you out there, get you out
there. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's my thing, just like, it takes time.
I show you shit, you know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. Them to review me.
Try not to cut Evan off when he starts going on these things, because
That's
a logical circle into spiral.
That's why we get questions.
We all gotta pretend like he's saying shit. It's like, but everybody,
I saw you. I saw you.
Tell me more. Tell me more about mine.
Have you talked about your on this podcast yet?
A little bit. Yeah, the other episode when Dramatic came out, we didn't talk about Mexico at all, did we?
Before you answer, last question was basically just, well,
talking about being an engineer school. That was when we started kicking it.
I just got off probation in December.
And then I linked. That's what I'm saying,
nobody was responding.
Everybody says shit. I don't believe shit. That's hard to find people that do that
shit. It's hard to be that person.
Oh my God.
It's hard to be that person.
Do you know how many people I murder on the way?
I just got to say how nice y'all are. He's like, you know how people are murdered? Yeah. Like, oh, what the fuck?
No, man, no. I'm just fucking saying. I came over here, right?
Evan's that was my saying other words for shit. That's not actually what he's doing.
That is what
he gave me the same story when he's like, bro, I'm just sucking people's dick all the time. I suck the bus driver's dick. And I was like, what the fuck is, are you nigga? Talking about?
That's what wait, it is. And a little that's, stop on the rest stop? Yeah,
that's what
have
it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it
so
is.
So when Evan told you that he murdered people, I'm like, yeah.
Bus driver didn't help me, nigga. I helped the bus driver. The bus wait, driver the got fuck? Their dick sucked, nigga.
He never explains what he means. I don't think he sucked the bus driver's dick.
Nothing's finna stop me from getting the.
Yeah. Hitting listen, niggas over the head with bats. Yeah. Man. Sliding their blood down the street so you can get here faster. You brought that bruh. Fucking knife, bro. Sucking bodies of blood.
I knew nothing was finna stop me from getting here. This is where the shit go down for me. This is what's... I can talk all day. So you wanna have a podcast? Let's have a podcast.
The answer for Fahad's question good enough? Is that why that's how we started.
Hey, Fahad,
that's
I want to meet started. You.
You're... Fahad on a podcast
plug
episode.
Fahad in.
But
Fahad
in. Oh, yeah, no, so I was a firefighter for 3 years before this.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and then the whole time I was just...
fucking firefighter.
Well, I was telling you guys what I hate telling them, but... I hate getting
like Greg
they're only cool when they've got gore.
Dog.
Most of them are boring, but if they got, like, I don't know. Do you watch gore videos on the internet? I don't just sit there and do it, but if a video says it's explicit,
yeah, you probably click on it.
I'm gonna click on that shit, and then yeah.
Yeah, you track the spiral. Like,
yeah.
Like, just tell him about the story.
He's the ego from here.
It'll start right there.
No, the fucking. Yeah, all of a sudden. I was telling him the other night about the time that that dude fucking went. I was just doing that all the time, and I eventually, like,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
How do you switch to full-time in?
They fired me because they said I stole, but it was because
I was on your side, but you shouldn't eat chips off the floor.
But like,
if
yeah,
they had
because...
a job for you, you're trying.
Damn, you don't
smart.
Think so? Every time, nah. Greg, this is Greg. Literally, today is. You don't chase me. You say give it.
Money. You avoid
today's
the
one day
every
where that did
like,
not happen.
So when I ask right now, you're $20.
No.
If you would have just said, hey, I could chew your money
fuck
Friday.
Because I could have came up with that shit today.
He told me $20. He goes, I'll get you your money Friday. He got me my money yesterday.
Bitch ass nigga. No, bro. Why the fuck did you just come in with $20?
That's not $20, bro.
Yeah, this is a lot more than $20.
Why is that a lot more than $20? First of all, I'm leaving, bro. Where's my backpack?
Back without $20.
Whatever, bro. Just, I mean.
Hey, why would I do that if I was mad at you? No. Quit playing.
I don't care if you're mad. I'm mad too. I just want to hit the jewels
bro,
so I can
mad,
leave in peace.
Idiot.
I'm just saying that, bro.
You're dumb sad. Why would you do that? Because he's been owing me money, but I'm not worried because I knew Aaron was good for it. For you, it's Aaron's a question mark. Because it's a fucking. That's the thing. You put stress on me. You put stress on me. Yes, you have come eventually on everything. Some things quicker than others. Like, but.
It was the one day, though.
I know, and that's why I said you can stay sometimes for the one day. Sometimes you come on things. But there isn't going to be a next
sometimes
day.
Sometimes quicker than others.
Next time, I got to be like, you got, because you, like, here's why. Because you can't tell me this. Here's the problem. You can't be like, I will have $20 for you on this day. That's where it's fucked up. I can tell you the day, though.
You can tell me the day. I can't tell you.
The next time you come to do a song, it's going to be the day.
No. Just say the words no, nigga.
A fucking job,
nigga. That's
like
Saturday.
You could just like
you just do the day labor. Like I
you're
said,
so resistant to it because you're fucking lazy, bro. I don't know how to fucking put it.
I'm not even lazy. I'm not even lazy. I probably do more to try not to have a job.
Yes, you do.
I got kids.
I'm not lazy, and I still come up with the money. So get the fuck out of here.
We got 10 more minutes.
45. I got kids and a felony, and I still come up with. I'm trying to put you on a job that I've already burned my bridge with because I done fucked it up.
I know, at least.
Bro, the temp agency that hired me, I failed a fucking drug test and they hired me.
Nigga, the temp agency that hired me surprised drug test me and I passed that shit. I don't know how the fuck I passed that shit. It was just a mouth swab, though, so I just...
They lied. That's how you
passed
that.
Yeah, that's what they did.
You passed that.
That's how I passed it.
I gave it to you. Because did you get it through a temp agency?
Yeah.
They get a fire, they lose money. If it's just weed and you're not fucking up, though, you're good.
Yeah, I didn't come in with meth in my mouth and, like, fucking all high and shit. Like, I look like
my homie did that. He got a felony and he still went in there.
I look good enough.
You were showered? They were going to hire you.
I shit showered and shaved, nigga. I came in there, nigga. I was like, yeah.
They need a body, bro.
I do think.
All right, fine.
And you don't have to suck the bus down your dick. You don't have to do
that. Suck no one's
I feel like if I gotta get on that bus.
Ladies,
hey, I feel like if I gotta get on the bus, ladies, fuck that night, nigga, that's sucking that nigga dick, and I want to, nigga. I don't want him to give me no ride, nigga.
The next time I'm with y'all, I'm gonna talk.
If that's the case, I'm doing a lot more walking now.
It is. I need you to keep that rule on the wall.
If you gotta suck dick, then just do it.
These bus drivers
just keep in your head.
They just want you to show you their ID, your ID.
Hold on, I want to be very clear.
Your fare can't be a reduced one, nigga.
Hold on, everybody, hold on.
I want to be extremely clear.
Most talking.
I have no issue if you are.
Fuck that. I'm not sucking.
I know you're not sucking dicks, but my point is, if you are sucking dicks,
it seems. Chuck that bitch, give me a
I don't need to know about it. That's all I'm saying. You know?
I just want to get on the bus and go to where I'm going.
He just doesn't want to know your body count.
Man, like, you know.
I know, I'm not into it. That's why I can't. Like, if you're a dude, and I was telling him about this earlier. Like, you're a guy,
nobody's
you're
sucking
rapping.
Dick, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, you're rapping, and, like, you follow me on Instagram. You got a lot of followers.
But, no, that's very important.
Yeah, we all believe you. All right.
Hey,
you're not sucking dick.
That's I'm sorry.
No, that's very important, though. Nobody
like,
is.
By the way,
we got to you be interrupting everybody.
But nobody's sucking dick.
I got to fight for fucking position to speak.
Well, I have to fight to make sure that everybody knows that you're not sucking dick. Nobody in the room is sucking dick. I just have to clear that up. It's not happening.
Not metaphorically or
literally.
That's what he does. He makes you forget what you were going to say.
Yeah. And
that's
then...
That's the weed. Don't blame him for that. That's the weed.
Go ahead.
I don't even remember. Fuck.
As long as no one knows that we're sucking dick.
Does anybody remember what I was
trying
to say?
Happening. That's not...
Oh, yeah. Dudes that fucking... If you're a dude... Like, girls don't really look at pictures of guys with, like, their dicks. Bro, dudes will be taking pictures with, like, their dick.
So I was gonna say, this is getting real.
I'm just talking about how I unfollow it. I can't follow you.
Brad.
Now, Fredo hooked up this guy.
Just to reiterate,
Fredo
one
had this
in
dude
here
gonna be on MTV.
Is sucking dick. It's not... Remember that?
It's not happening.
Let's talk about the NBA playoffs.
Let's talk about some more. More basketball topics in here.
All right, so did y'all see that one bitch earlier today with the big ass titties? God damn! All right, bro.
Evan, you gotta stop being so close to the mic. No. How much time we got? We got 5 minutes.
All right, so
LeBron's gonna get eliminated in round two. I just want to put that out.
All right,
talk NBA.
Yeah,
for sucking dick.
No, because his team sucks dick. That's why. Everybody that's on his roster is just fucking trash.
You think he's gonna lose for?
No, he'll get to the
second round, nigga.
I think he'll beat the Pacers for sure.
Can I see the? I need to see the tournament bracket. Who are they facing?
Listen,
who are they set to face? Pull up the tournament bracket right now.
LeBron's just too good for
him. Either the seven.
Oh.
Nah,
they're too
good. God among men. That nigga's a savage.
I didn't say all that.
Nigga, for real.
No. He's the basketball time. Aaron just said it's correct. Literally watched the fucking
niggas don't want to pay LeBron homage, but I don't understand
who
why.
Was I with that was, like, healing Chico or some shit?
Like, God carved him up to play basketball. And be durable. He doesn't sprain ankles. He doesn't hurt himself.
Who was I? That wasn't with you when I was talking about LeBron James is like a literal walking, breathing human. The fucking
he's a creative
prototype.
Character.
Nigga,
whenever you created a character in NBA,
stats,
you created LeBron James.
You put
James
all the shit
LeBron
on
James
all
the
yeah, all the shit was on.
And then when you created a character, with 99 blocking and 99 defense,
the
LeBron James still dunked.
Bill Russell won like 11 championships. I
mean,
like,
but
you still can't hold LeBron James with the creative character in a video game.
Then he fucking do a turnaround fadeaway.
The listener's not
gonna
know what's going on.
Hey, plain and simple, one on one, LeBron would smoke anyone.
Right now.
But see, yeah, that's the right thing when you talk about.
It's weird.
Like
it's weird.
What do you mean? What do you mean besides right now? What, in primes?
It's like, what does he do?
Prime
versus prime?
Oh, like primes versus prime? Who?
Mike could take him.
He wouldn't win.
Mike never bullied nobody. It was all finesse. So I can see that.
I mean, how old are you, sir? Because
that's
accurate.
Not true.
That's accurate. That is very accurate. And later in his career, we're not talking about
early.
No,
but he played in a rougher league, though. He had the strength to go against big guys that were LeBron James' size.
He was
a finesse
player.
LeBron James is not going to muscle him out of the paint. And once he gets into the paint, it's over.
Yeah, nah.
You telling me that LeBron can keep Mike out of the paint?
No, LeBron would beat Mike. That's what I'm saying.
Mike fucking...
How?
Mike couldn't fucking hide to save his fucking life.
How defensively would he stop him?
I just don't see how. I mean, because LeBron...
Not so much bigger.
People think that's a slight on Mike.
Yeah.
It's not a slight on Mike.
LeBron James is a football player, nigga.
LeBron James can beat anybody in basketball. Anybody.
I just think
there's not a player in the history of the game.
How is a fucking football player with the jumping ability of
a
superstar NBA
basketball
player?
The thing that you can make game is different now, too. Everybody plays all these different positions now.
I shoot threes. The threes, back in Jordan's days, you scored two. That was not what people...
Is either coming to the paint and earn this
die. You back
that. And if you come to the paint with that weak shit, you might get body slammed.
And then they had hand checking back then. You could
put right.
It was so much.
That's what I'm saying. Jordan was meant to play against somebody who's physically big. Like, reality would be
Jordan
nothing against
see,
Jordan because
no one
he played against
like
everybody around him was already like that. The rules were so much
nobody
geared towards physicality.
There was no...
Drive to win... I feel like when a game came down to it, and somebody had to
be
serious.
You know what? Was why I compared to LeBron. Though. You know who Sean Kemp is? You know, Sean Kemp was the only person I could compare to LeBron as. Howard can't handle the ball.
He had
like
the
a dinosaur.
He just, was
like
he just didn't care. He just doesn't
anything.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's why. No, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Where are the Lakers?
We'll cut out some of
everything. Not in the playoffs. Yeah. Where are the Knicks? Not in the playoffs.
I'm just fucking with you.
Where are the Bulls? Not in the playoffs. Where's Milwaukee? In the playoffs. About to get swept, though. What happens when you're fucking 18?
Why did you just...
Oh, because if he says they'll win, they'll lose.
Yeah.
Better be when you're a fan of a team like that.
Juju,
when you're a fan of
that. I just know Milwaukee basketball wise, and like we haven't made. I've only seen us made it out of the first round one time, and that was when we played Allen Iverson in 2001 in the Eastern.
I wasn't even in high school yet.
That's crazy.
I'm from Milwaukee, bro.
No, I respect it. That's awesome.
I don't watch baseball, so I don't know.
Yeah. Though, I respect.
Still young.
What happened to Jabari?
Like second health
years. Healing. Yeah, like they were
Derrick Rose.
They were calling him the next LeBron. You had Thon Maker too.
You mean Derrick Rose?
Thon Maker, that big tall dude.
You mean Derrick Rose?
Who? Thon Maker.
We only got Giannis.
Malcolm Brogdon, he's fire.
First of all,
that's what's up.
If Lil Wayne shouts you out on his song and rhymes every fucking bar for the next 32 bars with Antetokounmpo, you're relevant, nigga. Yeah. You're doing.
Shout out Giannis.
Remember that too.
Shout out to Giannis. I don't think that's happening. I think he's back though. Hey, quick takes. These are our hot takes. Who do you think is coming out of the West and coming out of the East, and then who do you think is gonna win? Go one at a time. Greg, answers. Who's coming out of the West?
LeBron will get to the.
Who's coming out of the East? No, we gotta come back to you.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Houston.
Hey,
that's a gross choice.
Who's coming out of the West?
Golden State.
Oh, for number four? Who's gonna win? The Thunder is coming out of the West.
No.
What? And with all my heart, I hope and pray that Milwaukee comes out of the East. We're going to turn it around. We're going to bring it up.
You're such a...
And then Milwaukee will rise to glory. They will rise to glory.
No. But Angel. Hopefully, Angel.
No. The Thunder.
Hey, you know who's my
son? Houston, Cleveland.
Back to you.
Easy answer.
And the last year.
All I know is LeBron is just going to be dunking on
this. Is Steph done for the playoffs?
Yep.
No, he's back.
He doesn't. Steph doesn't perform in the playoffs.
When them niggas get hurt, they start acting like LeBron.